let me be clear.
How Marxist is Kamala Harris? A new video emerges almost every day.
And you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
We fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place.
And if you then understand not everybody started out in the same place, you understand some people need more.
To put equity firmly at the center of our economic policy.
But the deeper you go down the rabbit hole into Harris's professional life, ladder climbing the Chinese communist asset recruiting grounds of Northern California.
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true.
The more you ask the question, how long has Kamala been a Chinese asset? And is she intentionally the last swing of the hammer that finally crumbles the republic?
The Democrat administration, Biden administration, lead this country towards socialism and eventually towards communist dictatorship. We came from China. We know this is the way.
Who is Kamala Harris? Because no one really knows.
Well, first of all, I am a child of parents who marched for civil rights in the 1960s in America.
Her parents were immigrants. Her mother, an Indian cancer researcher, and her father, a Jamaican economist professor, make Oakland, California-born Kamala an anchor baby. Like her comrade Obama, Kamala's past leads us to question whether or not she is actually eligible to be the president of the United States. USA Lee naturalization refers to the process of acquiring citizenship through birth within a country's territory, regardless of the citizenship of one's parents. As directed by the Constitution, a presidential candidate must be a natural-born citizen of the United States.
Man that wrote the definition of a natural-born citizen was a man named Emmerich Vattel. And he told the framers and the founders that to be a natural-born citizen, you had to be born in the country of parents, plural, that were citizens of that country. And nothing's ever changed that since the beginning of our republic. But everybody thinks the 14th Amendment changed the definition of what a natural-born citizen is.
You're absolutely right, and they're trying to run people that are illegitimate on purpose to set that precedent. People that don't know why, when our country was founded, they wrote in the Constitution that you had to have your parents here and you natural-born, was because Europe had a lot of royalty, and they wanted to export their princelings to other countries and install them, even in elected systems, by backing them with money. So to stop foreign colonization of political elites, that's why that's in the Constitution.
Harris's immigrant parents were active in the Berkeley-based Afro-American Association.
It's hard to describe it, but if you listen carefully to the signs of the time, you will hear a phrase, burn, 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 baby, burn.
According to one former member, Aubrey LaBrie, Fidel Castro and Che Guevara were regarded as heroes. Afro-American Association leader Donald Warden mentored Huey Newton and Bobby Seale, who founded the Black Panther Party in 1966, a precursor that was warped by Marxists to create the Black Lives Matter movement. In 1975, Kamala's father, Donald Harris, an open Marxist, was recruited to the Stanford University Economics Department and caused a minor stir for his beliefs in post-Keynesian and Marxian economics.
Banks exist in a structure in which they have to function. They have to survive and grow. And their actions must then be interpreted as reasonably rational policies adopted in order to survive and grow in that structure. So the issue then becomes, what is the nature of the structure and how can it be changed and altered in order to accommodate the needs of third world countries.
After Kamala graduated, now a Howard University radical, Kamala Harris returned to the Bay Area to launch her legal career, hooking up with then 60-year-old Democrat and soon-to-be Mayor Willie Brown. Brown steered Kamala into a couple of board positions, according to the San Francisco Weekly.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Tuesday, August 27th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We got a lot to talk about today. And we're going to talk about just some insane revelations that have come out about Facebook and censorship, as well as the assassination attempt, as well as a lot of goings-on in Europe we have to look at. World War III as well. We got a lot to cover. We're going to talk about abortion as well. Abortion, big debate going on online right now about abortion. And I've noticed some bizarre similarities between the people pushing a hardline stance on people threatening to withhold their vote from Donald Trump, despite him being the person that got us the most significant anti-abortion action ever with the overturning of Roe versus Wade. They're not satisfied, and I think I might know why. Stay tuned for that. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, the 27th of August, 2024. Mark Zuckerberg admits Biden-Harris admin pressured Facebook to censor Americans, and he went along with it. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg admitted on Monday that the Biden-Harris administration pressured the platform to censor Americans, and he went along with it and did their bidding, censoring and suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story of October 2020. And other things. In a letter to the Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, Zuckerberg wrote that, quote, there's a lot of talk right now about how the U.S. government interacts with companies like Meta, and I want to be clear about our position. He emphasized that the platform is about promoting free speech and helping people connect in a safe and secure way. Yes, he's very sorry. Oh, he's very sorry about rigging the election. Oopsies. Oopsie daisy. We'll get back into that in just a little bit. People acting like this is a victory. This is not a victory. This is just knowing what we've known the entire time. We'll get back to it. Meanwhile, 200-plus Bush, McCain, and Romney alums endorse Kamala for president and slam Trump. Over 200 alums of neocons George W. Bush, John McCain, and Mitt Romney announced their endorsement for Kamala Harris on Monday, calling another term under former President Donald Trump untenable. How will we get all of the wars that we want? And the letter from 238 former officials of three previous Republican presidential nominees claims that though they have disagreements with the Harris-Walz ticket, Trump victory would jeopardize democracy. And look, we are already voting for Trump. You don't need to convince us anymore. As if we weren't already aware that the satanic, permanent, fake rhino class is against Trump. No, we know. We're aware. That's why we voted for him. The Uniparty making itself known as simultaneously RFK leaves the Democrats and Tulsi Gabbard leaves the Democrats and joins Trump. It truly is a they're setting new dividing lines. And finally, we're getting to a place where everybody recognizes it's them versus us. And it's pretty much as simple as that. But we'll get back to that later. Meanwhile, the official charges have been released against Telegram founder Pavel Durov after his arrest in France. Durov is facing up to 20 years in prison, and they're basically, charging him with complicity for everything that's ever happened on his platform. Now, obviously, not the same level of scrutiny applied to places like Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. And I see a lot of people posting things about how, you know, crimes committed with pins, you have to charge the BIC company. or, you know, car crashes, you're going to sue Toyota. No, it makes no sense at all whatsoever. It's not supposed to. And again, we'll get back into that a little bit later. Meanwhile, Jack Smith appeals dismissal of Trump classified documents indictment. Yeah, they're not giving up. They are rabid and desperate to do anything other than allow a free and fair election. Special Counsel Jack Smith told an appeals court Monday the U.S. District Judge Eileen M. Cannon's decision to dismiss Donald Trump's classified document case should be reversed, arguing that Attorney General Merrick Garland had clear authority to appoint Smith to lead the prosecution. This is what I'm confused at. I mean, wasn't the whole point with the dismissal of the case that Jack Smith didn't actually have the authority to bring these charges and that he wasn't appointed through the correct process? Shouldn't he not even be working on this anymore? Like, how is he even filing an appeal to reverse this decision? Why isn't he, I guess, the real question is, why isn't he in jail right now for impersonating an authority when he actually isn't one? You know, the Constitution has prescribed, you know, procedure in order to appoint somebody like Jack Smith, none of which was followed, making his appointment invalid and all of his actions illegal. But they're not stopping. Finally, we have this. Israelis war on Gaza live. 20 killed in Israeli attacks this morning. Israeli attacks on Gaza, mainly in Deir el-Bala and Khan Yunis, have killed at least 20 people this morning, according to our correspondent in the Gaza Strip. Director Kamal Adwan Hospital in Beit Lahia says Israel is denying the medical sector fuel and aims for its destruction. Just a quick little reminder that the war continues unabated. 50,000 children in Gaza requiring treatment for acute malnutrition. And so the genocide continues unabated as the ceasefire talks get rejected by both sides of the party, and the bombing of their neighboring countries continues as well. That's your Daily Dispatch, brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. Go today to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air and bringing you all of this news. And my God, I mean, even just the stories from the Daily Dispatch, we're going to have plenty of material to get to. We'll go to your calls a little bit later. But I actually want to start today, not with World War, not with just outrageous corruption at every level of our government. But we're going to start with a pretty long video here of a woman from the UK who was assaulted in a restaurant. She's going to tell her story about what the experience was like. And in so many ways, this story is abominable. It's like ridiculous. It's crazy that any one of these instances happened for all of these things to happen back to back. It's a damning indictment of all of Europe at this point, the UK in particular. And it's so disturbingly typical and just every aspect of it. So I'm just going to let you listen to this just to give you the background. This woman is a young woman. She's going to university. She's working a part-time job waiting at a restaurant called Nando's, which I guess is a popular chain in the UK. She's assaulted. She alerts police that are in the restaurant, and they do absolutely nothing until the restaurant and the girl release the CCTV footage. And then there's big public backlash, and the police actually have to step up. But there's a lot of misinformation about this, so the woman took to social media to tell the full story in its entire context, and it's worth listening to the whole thing and just really exploring every aspect of this. So let's go now to clip number 13. Here's a woman who was assaulted in Nando's speaking out. This is in Stratford in the UK. Let's watch.
So for those of you that don't know, I was the girl that got assaulted in the viral video going around that happened in Nando's. Before I get into what actually happened, I'd like to thank everyone for all the kind messages and the support I've been receiving. And I'd also like to clarify why I'm making a video. This is probably going to be the first and last video I make on this. I'm someone who values my privacy. I didn't think the situation would have garnered as much attention as it has, but the support's been overwhelming. So with all the attention that the video's gotten and seeing everything in the news about violence against women, violence against young men, violence against girls, I think it's important to speak up about what actually took place. Lastly, before explaining, I want to say what's more concerning than the man's behaviour was the failure of the Metropolitan Police and their conduct. I was grossly let down by them they've reopened the investigation now, thanks to all of the support and the attention it's been receiving online, and for that I'm grateful. However, I was really disappointed and let down with what happened at the time with the police, which I'll get into. So the man's come in with the wife, I assume, and the baby, and they were sat down by a new colleague. The new colleague didn't give them a high chair. Usually you're supposed to ask, but I think they assumed that they were just going to be given one anyway. That's when they got my attention, because they were sat right behind me. My back was faced towards them. They got my attention. It was the lady initially, and she already seemed irritated. They asked me for the high chair. I started bringing it. Midway through me bringing it, I realised we're not allowed to put it in that area because that's where we run the food. We run the food back and forth in that area, and that was my station for that day. So midway through me bringing it, I realised we're not allowed to put it there. I told them I'd double check with the supervisor, which I did. The supervisor said we're not allowed. So I relayed that information back to the couple. At this point, the man got quite aggressive with me. He started swearing at me, saying I'm wasting his effing time to sit him somewhere the F else then. At that point, I said I'd be happy to sit them in another section, but to just give me a second. At that point, he said, you're a little effing girl. Why the F do you work here? Sit me somewhere the F else. So it's then I said, let me get my manager involved because I didn't want to deal with that. So my manager's come now. The guy's still shouting, being aggressive, arguing. The manager has just sat him somewhere else with a baby chair. I asked why we're still serving him to the manager. I was ignored. And that was that. Some time passes and we notice that the table is clear now. No one's sitting there. We all just assumed they left the restaurant. The manager's asked me where they've gone. I said, I don't know. We've all assumed they've left. I'm continuing to do my job and I get a thing on my screen to go to a specific table. It was a table in the corner of the restaurant to run their food. So as I'm going and on my way to give the food to this table, I notice that there's two police officers already in the restaurant waiting for their food. So I've gone to this table now, and as I'm approaching this table, I notice that it's a couple with the baby. As I'm putting the food down, I asked them, because they have moved basically without telling anyone, without informing anyone. Usually you're supposed to tell someone at Nando's. I place the food down and I ask, are you not using the high chair then? Because they've moved by themselves without taking the high chair. It's at that point the man has picked up the plate and whacked me on the side of my head with it. And there was cutlery on the plate too. I didn't register what just happened. I remembered that the police were in the restaurant, so as you can see in the video, that's when I said, I'm going to the police. I walk off and I go to one of the officers. There were two officers present, a male and a female officer. I first go to the female officer and I said, this man's hit me on the head with a plate. Sorry, before that, I'd just like to also add that at this point, the wife is now chasing behind me, calling me a fat B word and repeating that as she's chasing me. But the officer now, this man's just hit me on the head. She didn't seem bothered. She said, go speak to my colleague, which was the male officer sitting down waiting for his food. I go to him and I say, this man's assaulted me. He's hit me on the head with a plate. He said, who, this fella over here? And I said, yeah. He said, okay. And he takes the guy outside. And my manager takes me to the back office. Whilst I'm in the office, I can see from the CCTV screens that the police let the guy go. So the male officer who took him outside basically let him wander off without taking any of his details, without taking any statements, without checking the CCTV. And I could see on another screen that the female officer was having a laugh with the wife and playing with the baby. At this point, my managers have seen the CCTV. They agree that this man needs to be arrested, and they ask for the police to come in to view the CCTV. The police have now viewed the CCTV. They realise I made a mistake, but the male officer asked me what I wanted to do. I said I wanted to press charges. The officers are now telling me that I'm not allowed to press charges, or that I can't press charges, because I'd have to go in front of a jury of 12 to convince them that I was unprovokedly attacked. And apparently the man has told the police officer that I threatened to punch him in the face. As you can see in the video, he's about a 6 foot something man, quite built. I'm just about 5 foot. It doesn't make sense. I point out to the officers that in the CCTV footage, you can see that at no point there was not enough time for me to have even threatened the man before I got assaulted, to which the officer replied, well, there's no audio attached to the CCTV, so you can't prove that. We go around in circles for about an hour or some, what felt like 5 hours, basically, of them telling me, what do I want to do? I said I want to press charges. They said I can't, and gave me reasons as to why I couldn't, invalid reasons, I had. I filed a complaint against the officers a couple of days later. Their supervisor got back to me and basically said they're humans and they made a mistake at work the same way you can make a mistake at work. And the officer, the male officer, called me back also and basically told me, well, I couldn't hear or understand what you were saying and that you didn't tell me that he hit you on the head. Their supervisor also told me that these officers are very experienced and that due to the commotion and the busyness of the environment that maybe they didn't understand me. They also told me nothing could be done about the situation and that the case has to be closed. Since all of the attention that's gotten online, the police have now issued an apology to me and they've opened up an investigation again. The man still hasn't been found as of yet, but they're looking for him. I'd just like to say it was just a part-time job for me. I'm a uni student, and this was just supposed to be me being able to be financially independent. And it's just a shame that safety in a workplace, especially for young women, isn't something that's promised. And that police being present also doesn't promise you safety. I again want to thank everyone for all the kind messages I've been receiving. The support has been overwhelming and it means a lot to me and I appreciate everything and I'm glad the case has been reopened again.
So that woman assaulted him, and by the way, we have the CCTV footage we can show you of the actual assault. Go ahead and roll that. It just so you know, it really puts in context how ridiculous all of this is. As she sets down the food and just gets smacked in the face with the plate. Now, that young woman, that waitress, after making that video, has now been arrested by the Met and charged with, inspiring racial hatred. Just kidding. No, that didn't happen. But you thought I was serious, didn't you? That's not unbelievable, is it? No, she very carefully avoided saying who it was that did it. So she's safe. Don't worry. She's safe. I mean, she's not safe. She's being assaulted in public, and the police are doing nothing about it. But, you know, she knows. She knows better than to, you know, tell anybody what ethnicity this guy was, what religion he adheres to, or what his immigration status is. She knows, and plus, she doesn't need to, because was there any doubt? Was there any doubt as she relayed that information as to being assaulted by a couple and the police, you know, joking and laughing with the couple before letting them go and then pretending that they didn't know what was going on, pretending like, oh, we just couldn't hear you. It's like you went in the back office and watched the CCTV and then later you're like, oh, I didn't know that he hit you in the head. It's completely insane. This whole story is completely and utterly insane. And just know that if she had said a Muslim man came in, well, she probably would be arrested. It probably would be, you know, her sitting behind bars and not him. But how many aspects of this are, you know, typical and illustrative of the UK situation right now? You've got entitled bastards as migrants just running roughshod over any, you know, orderliness or rules or just common courtesy at all. Just insulting people, hitting a young girl in the face in front of everybody. And then the police like take him outside and they're laughing together. And not to do the typical thing and compare this to Nazi Germany, but that is kind of the mood that you get, isn't it? That like if you were back in like the 1940s, you had some big Nazi guy like slapping a Jewish girl in the face and the Nazi authorities come up and take the guy out and then they're just like laughing together. You know, you see him through the window just like and he lets the guy go and they come back in and talked to him and he said you threatened him. How dare you, you dirty Jew, you know? And it's just like, what the hell's going on here? Yeah, well, you're like occupied by a unfriendly force that despises the native people and completely refuses to hold their people to account. It's just, it's almost beyond description. I mean, how many aspects of this are horrifying? First of all, you've got the behavior of these people, right? You've got the total failure of police to do anything. So the first police officer she goes to and is just like, probably like a big bruise on her face. Just like, that guy just hit me like 2 seconds ago. And the cop's just like, talk to my partner. I'm a lady cop. Go talk to my partner about this. And the partner just lets the guy go. They refuse to believe the girl, as if like some waitress is just going to like randomly accuse a guy of hitting her in the face when that's not the case. Like, that's madness. That's retarded. Why would you assume that was the case? And then the guy's like, well, she threatened to hit me. And it's just like, is this the world that we live in? Is this really where we're at? We've got some 6 foot tall Muslim dude slapping a girl in the face. And when police are like, and this girl said you slapped her. And he's just like, oh, she threatened me. And they're like, yeah, I knew it. That girl, she's the problem. Are you okay? Do you need help? Again, it is unbelievably wild. And they still don't believe it. They don't believe her. They don't believe the manager. They don't believe anybody else in the restaurant that saw it happen and is telling them what's going on. While the woman, by the way, the wife of the guy, apparently is like berating the waitress girl right in front of the cops. Like, it all just happened right out in the open, totally obvious. They don't believe her until they actually have to take the cop back, show him the CCTV, and at that point his excuse goes from, well, we don't really know what happened and there's nothing we can do, to, well, you can't press charges because you'd have to prove the charges to a jury of 12 people, and you know, he's saying you threatened him, and you know, it's a sort of he said, she said sort of thing. So we can't actually press charges here. They'll never go through. And it's like, you literally just watched it on CCTV. Okay, so it's just like, it gets worse and worse and worse, but still nothing happens. Still they do nothing. Still they pretend to believe this guy that he was threatened by this 5 foot tall waitress bringing him the food. Pretending to believe that. Total hogwash, obviously. Still, they don't do anything. She gets in contact with the supervisor, complains about these cops failing to do the most basic job of their entire profession. The supervisor defends the cops. It was just a mistake. Well, it's just an accident when he lied to you about, you know, doing something about this, when he pretended to believe the guy that he threatened you, when he pretended not to see the CCTV. He just made a mistake. Maybe it was too loud in the restaurant and he just couldn't understand you. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And again, this is just one example. The reason I want to start the show off with this, because we're going to get into more examples of this in the UK, this exact type of situation, where, there aren't words severe enough to express what's going on in the UK right now. I mean, they are under enemy occupation at this point. And the enemy occupiers are worse than any caricature of the Nazis you can come up with. And it seems like maybe that's what we do. Like, we need to take the Holocaust strategy of, like, this scene that we just saw, that recounting of that story needs to be shot in a Hollywood style so people can actually, you know, understand what it's like to be this girl and to be just lost in this world where the authorities are siding with your attackers, where they're blatantly lying to your face, where they're contradicting the video evidence, and where they're refusing to do anything until you get a, you know, mob together on social media and finally they pretend to succumb.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to get into Mark Zuckerberg. We're going to get into Jack Smith. We're going to get into lots of political goings-on, including Kamala Harris. Guess what she wants to do on the border? Building the wall. She's now saying she's going to build the wall. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what to say about that. It's just unbelievably wild. But let's finish up here with the UK, shall we? And the crew is making a point during the break just now. Matt, you want to give us those numbers again? Give us the numbers as to the surveillance of London, the most surveilled city in the world. How many CCTV cameras we're talking about here?
So I think one of the ironies of the last video, of the last segment, you know, we're talking about a woman who got slapped upside her head. You know, obviously it's a crime. She was assaulted. This all took place in what I think to be London. I hope it's London.
Yep.
London is one of the most surveilled cities in the world, with over 1,000 CCTV cameras per square mile and almost 70 cameras
people. 1,000 cameras per square mile?
Yes. I actually think that there was a point in time where London may have been the most surveilled city in the world, but it is now currently the third most surveilled city in the world, and it's the only Western city that's in the top 10 now outside of China.
Holy.
So this is it just goes to show you that when people want to put in CCTV cameras and say, oh, this is for your safety, well, it really, I mean,
Yeah, not if they don't charge the guy.
Yeah.
Not if it doesn't matter what the CCTV shows.
Not if the prisons are full.
That is wild. 1,000 cameras per square mile in London. Just capturing endless crimes by the migrants. Going totally un... And what is that for every 1,000 people? 67 cameras for every 1,000 people.
But that's 2020. They've upgraded since then. Just want to let you know.
Yeah,
just want to let you know. It's 70 per 1,000, okay? It's 2024.
My God. Yeah, so... I mean, it's in line with all of the... You know, supposedly, you know, the surveillance or the censorship, all this stuff that's supposed to be for your safety. I mean, we have to fight crime. We have to utilize these incredibly powerful crime-fighting tools. And then you're just, like, filming crimes happening, and the police are just going, maybe the police officer had his eyes crossed while he was watching the CCTV. Maybe he didn't see it because he was blinking too much or whatever ridiculous excuse they use. And then remember, the police still did nothing about this. They had the CCTV footage. They were there in the restaurant when it occurred. She complained to the supervisor. Still nothing happened until they went out of their way and these people published this video on social media. And only then were the police pressured enough to, again, pretend to open a case. And the guy has still never been found. And again, you know, you're talking about 1,000 cameras per square mile. They know who this guy is. They could find this guy in a heartbeat. There's no way they don't know who this guy is. But that's not what the facial recognition cameras are for in the UK. They're for shutting down white guys who, you know, yell at the police, who curse at a police dog. They're the ones who will be hunted down ruthlessly and imprisoned for years. Not the not the gentle giant fake asylum seeker smacking women in the face for daring to speak to them. Just utter and complete and total madness. And yeah, it shows you the real purpose of these CCTV cameras. Well, maybe it doesn't show you the real purpose, but it shows you what the real purpose isn't, and that's protecting innocent people from criminals. So it's just totally wild. And of course, it is, you know, important to spend such a chunk of the show on because of what's happening in the UK and because of a very pertinent and important example of the future under globalism, of total surveillance and invasion. And look, this girl doesn't even look, I mean, something like a white thing, right? I'm not sure if she's white or you know, mixed race. She's a native British girl. She's being assaulted by...
What you're saying is that she's higher on the victim totem pole than white people.
Yes, that's a very good way to put it. She's
yes.
not one of the...
You look up to her.
Yes, she's not okay. the untouchable whites, the lowest caste.
Intersectionality, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, she's higher up on the intersectionality totem pole. That's true. But still, you know, she speaks English. She's a pretty girl. She's... You know, not wearing a trash bag over her head. So she's still not as high up as the people that arrived yesterday and are viciously attacking the natives. So, again, it's just every level. And, you know, I guess the question is, like, what the hell is wrong with everyone? That's really the only question. Like, what the hell is wrong with those police officers? What is going on in their head? Are the police officers Muslim, I wonder? Wouldn't be surprised. And again, I'm frankly surprised that this woman wasn't arrested for hate. I mean, if you release CCTV footage of a Muslim attacking a British girl, I mean, that could inspire racial hatred. That could make some people think that Muslim people have something to do with assaulting British girls. And that's very dangerous because it inspires the far right. It contributes to the rise of the far right, which is way, way more dangerous than having a bunch of cavemen wandering around, savages walking you through your city. It's just disgusting. But of course, it's not just UK either. It's all of Europe. Should we take a look at just what the Africans and Middle Easterners are up to in Europe yesterday? Should we go through a couple videos from yesterday? Yeah, let's go to clip number 3 here. This is CCTV footage showing the moments before and after a dad was murdered with a machete in Birmingham. Let's watch that, shall we? There you go. Just your typical, Birmingham, London, Shire, and, several dudes with machetes and ski masks murdering a man in broad daylight on the street, an unarmed man desperately running away from them and trying to fight them off. But no, he's dead now, and he was a father, so, you know, don't say anything about it, or you might go to jail. Keir Starmer wants you to know.
We call that street fencing.
Yeah, street fencing, exactly. What else we got here? Clip number 9, racist stabbing on white man by black male using a scooter as a weapon in the UK. Okay, let's watch clip number 9 here. Here you go, yet another white guy being savagely attacked by some sort of African migrant. I'm sure, you know, he threatened him first, right? I'm sure, I mean, maybe he said the N-word. So frankly, you know, this white guy's lucky that he only had a scooter to fight him with. Okay? Yeah, no, it's savage. It's brutal. Sorry, folks. Sorry to have to show you this. Good morning. You know, wake up. It's time to wake up, goddammit. Let's see what else we got. Here you go. Number 15. Here's Sweden this time. Clip number 15. This is Sweden mass gangs roam the neighborhood and blow up cars. Yeah, they're just blowing up cars. Isn't that fun? Isn't that nice? Sweden. Yeah, you can just picture the ABBA playing in the background, right? Can't you picture a dancing queen playing while the hordes of Middle Eastern cavemen just bomb each other in your parking lot? It's really wonderful, isn't it? We got more. In fact, I just put one in. This one's unbelievably brutal. Viewer discretion advised. But hey, this is what it's like to live in the UK right now. I don't know if y'all pulled that one in. This one is over the weekend where a father who was walking with his dog and his baby in a stroller is slashed in the neck and starts bleeding profusely, again, from a gang of random black people in the UK. These were actually like Jamaican guys or something. Just completely insane. Yeah, brutal. It's horrific. I don't even know if that guy survived. We don't know. It's probably illegal to report on. So, you know, we'll never know. Because, of course, you know, showing evidence of crimes that are happening, that could really encourage racists. So, you know. Just let the guy die in anonymity. It's not just Sweden and the UK and literally everywhere else in Europe. Let's go to clip number 1 here. African invader in France sets fire to a petrol station. Why? We don't know. Who knows? Why are they doing any of this stuff? Why are they letting them in the country? Why are these people protected endlessly by the media and the courts and the politicians? Why? Why is this happening? Why is any of this happening? What is wrong with everyone? When will the Reconquista begin? And how do I sign up? I've got lots of guns. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody. Here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities, they ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda, the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have the communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months. Now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Don't know what the hardest part of this job is. It's not having to confront the most outrageous human evil the world's ever seen. It's not all the hate that we get from the psychopaths arrayed against us. It's not the uncertainty, not knowing whether the legal system will arbitrarily decide that I no longer have a job, can't even collect unemployment. None of that is as difficult as it is to not curse while watching videos from the UK. My goodness. I wish I was on I wish I wasn't on the radio sometimes. Apologies. For the last segment, I guess I let one slip through, but you should have seen the hundreds that I stopped with my brain filter. Let's just stick for a moment, for just a single moment, shall we, with Europe? Because it doesn't matter where you are in Europe. There is no country outside of Eastern Europe that is not subjected to this. It's happening in the UK. It's happening in Ireland. It's happening in Spain. It's happening in Portugal. It's happening in France and Germany and Sweden and Norway and Denmark and every other country in Italy. And I don't have to name them all. You know, the European ones. Every single one of them is unrecognizable at this point. Every single one of them looks like Tunisia. Just a video from any city center looks like it's a Muslim country. You know what that means? It means they're Muslim countries at this point. And not only is this outrageous, untenable invasion, you know, allowed to take place and continuing unabated, they are ramping it up, folks. In Spain, they just shut down an entire airport so that the entire facility can be dedicated to importing as quickly as possible the most number of Africans they can possibly get into Europe. We got video of it. Clip number 10, Spanish government shut down this entire airport to exclusively fly African immigrants into Spain. Let's go to clip number 10. We just have a gigantic line of Africans, and none of these guys paid for their ticket, right? This is all government funded. The entire airport has now just been converted into a, you know, military depot to import as many Africans as you possibly can into any country that you can. They're building gigantic barracks in Ireland. Just huge camps full of adult male men. You know, men. No, there's no women. There's very, very few women. No children. It's all just adult men being flooded into Europe. Do we need to bring up the picture? Do we need to bring up the image where you just compare the size of, the entire global south to any country in Europe? Please tell me why. Why do the 3 billion people who live here, Africa, Middle East, India, have the automatic right to move to a tiny Ireland populated by 5 million to be fed, housed, and supported by the Irish people? When did the Irish vote for this? Defeat the traitors, deport the invaders, call it what it is, ethnic genocide. Ethnocide. Or just genocide. It's just genocide. You don't have to put ethnic in front of it. It's just genocide. It's not that complicated. We've got this unbelievably massive landmass of Africa that apparently is just systematically being emptied into Europe at this point. Ireland, you double African numbers in 5 years, despite the Irish, burning down buildings and fighting back with everything they've got. Well, the solution is easy. You simply arm some of the Africans that you already brought in. You deputize them to now be your private militia against the natives to suppress their political activity and attempts to prevent this ongoing invasion. It's disgusting. And perhaps worst of all is the statements from the authorities. Let's go to clip 11 here, because Keir Starmer just gave another press conference where, again, he is demonizing the native British and just gaslighting the entire country in the most outrageous way possible. I, again, will attempt against all odds to not start spouting curses at this man. Bear with me here. Clip number 11, Keir Starmer actually blaming everything going on in UK right now on the former government. Let's watch.
Let me tell you this. Every day of that disorder, literally every day, we had to check the precise number of prison places and where those places were to make sure that we could arrest, charge, and prosecute people quickly. Not having enough prison places is about as fundamental a failure as you can get. And those people throwing rocks, torching cars, making threats, they didn't just know the system was broken. They were betting on it, gaming it. They thought, they'll never arrest me. And if they do, I won't be prosecuted. And if I am, I won't get much of a sentence. They saw the cracks in our society after 14 years of failure, and they exploited them. That's what we've inherited.
Again, I'm going to try not to curse here, but what the... but what the heck, you guys? It's just completely insane. You're talking about the examples he is using, the people throwing rocks and torching cars and making people frightened. They thought they could get away with this because, for the past 2 years, they've been letting murderers and pedophiles go free because of the prison overcrowding. Oh, those fools, those foolish English people that thought that, pedophiles being released from prison because of overcrowding would mean that they would never arrest people for using a raised voice in public. Those idiots. You thought you could just wave a British flag while cursing at a police dog? You thought you could game the system. Now, people weren't doing anything illegal for the most part, including the woman who just retweeted a story that had incorrect information, retweeting it with the phrase, "If this is true, things are going to get bad." She's in prison for two years now. Oh, but you got her, right? She thought she could game the system. She thought she could get away with it. She thought she could get away with accidentally being incorrect and warning people against violence on the street. Oh, but you showed her there's no getting away with it here. Completely insane. from September of 23. Criminals in England and Wales spared jail sentences because of overcrowding. Judges and magistrates told to consider high prison population opting for suspended sentences instead of immediate jail terms. As this is happening, as the British authorities are systematically rounding up 18-year-old kids who happen to be standing on the sidewalk near a riot and sentencing them to prison for 2 years, while that is happening, a violent pedophile was spared jail time because of overcrowding. Do you understand what is happening here? I mean, the UK, you need to rise up. You need to kill all of these ideas in your, you need to kill your, you need to harden your heart. I'm not calling for violence. I would never do that. Let's go to clip number 12, shall we? Here's Starmer again, condemning these vile thugs in the UK for daring to not want to be genocided. Let's watch.
A mindless minority of thugs who thought that they could get away with causing chaos, smashing up communities and terrifying minorities, vandalizing and destroying people's property, even trying to set fire to a building with human beings inside it. And as if that wasn't despicable enough, people displaying swastika tattoos, shouting racist slurs on our streets, Nazi salutes at the cenotaph. The cenotaph, the very place we honour those who gave their lives for this country, desecrating their memory.
Oh yeah, I bet they love what's going on. No, I bet the ghosts of the World War II veterans are infuriated at the white guys.
Now they're learning that crime has consequences, that I won't tolerate a breakdown in law and order under any circumstances.
Any circumstances.
And I will not listen to those who exploit grieving families and disrespect local communities. But these riots didn't happen in a vacuum. They exposed the state of our country.
Yeah, they really did. They really did expose the state of what used to be a country. Everywhere in Europe is experiencing this. Everywhere in Europe is under de facto martial law for the natives and total anarchy for the tens of millions of people they're importing as quickly as they possibly can, whose lives they're funding, whose activity is by the police. We'll finish up with this on the other side. It's now or never, folks. You can either save Europe or say goodbye forever.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. We'll get into the domestic news here in just a second. It's just as bad here as it is in Europe, obviously. But I really just got to put a bow on this because we just saw Keir Starmer give yet another gaslighting address. Truly beyond description, the way things are working in the UK. Not working, whatever. Now, obviously, this is why they're infuriated that someone like Elon Musk would allow these types of videos to gain traction and be brought to public awareness. They are very, very concerned that, you know, if people knew that they were being genocided, they might not like it very much, and that would put a kink in the whole plan. The desire is for people to just blindly, you know, wander into genocide. They want people just totally unaware, totally blind to the reality that they're facing until, you know, it's too late to do anything about it. Then they'll come out and say, oh, gee, it sure looks like everyone in the UK is dead. All the white people are extinct. Gee, should we have done that? Maybe that was bad. You know, kind of like they do with the PFAS, the plastics, microplastics in the water, or any of the other, you know, poisons, the fluoride, things like that. You know, once it goes on for a few generations, once it's absolutely everywhere and it can't be undone, then they'll admit that it was bad and they should have stopped a long time ago, and that all of their claims of us being crazy conspiracy theorists were in fact correct. But first they have to allow it to, you know, take its course. But the point is that while Keir Starmer was making this absurd statement where he said in the last video you saw that it doesn't matter what type of disorder it is, disorder of any type will be met with this level of severity. They're deliberately gaslighting you. You understand that, right? Because at the same time, the Notting Hill Festival, where a bunch of, you know, Caribbean African people get together to stab each other, In what was formerly a beautiful hamlet in England, this was going on. And in just this, you know, a few days of this festival, this carnival, 35 police officers were injured. 49 possessions of an offensive weapon were cataloged. 8 sexual offenses, 15 times other types of violence, 2 times vehicle crime, 11 times possession with intent to supply drugs, 40 times possession of Class B drugs, 6 times possession of drugs, 3 times other theft offenses, 22 instances of just other random offenses, 37 assaults on emergency workers, 9 assaults with violence and injury, possession of firearms, harassment, possession of Class A drugs, possession of nitrous oxide, theft from a person, public order offenses, just dozens upon dozens of crimes. Not a single word from Keir Starmer about Notting Hill. 90 people arrested, just endless stabbings and assaults on police officer. Not a single word about that. Instead, it's celebrated by every authority in England, with, you know, Sadiq Khan tweeting out pictures of the Notting Hill Festival, just being like, what a beautiful example of our multiculturalism. While meanwhile throwing young men in jail for 2 years for waving a UK flag and yelling at a police dog. But it gets worse. From Turning Point UK, an ex-Met police officer told us that arrests at Notting Hill Carnival would be even higher, but senior police officers deliberately bend over backwards to keep arrest numbers low to appease certain communities. This is from a source at the Met. Everything you need to know for 2024, from the music to the food and the drink, says the Evening Standard. I policed it so I can tell you. It is a stab fest of degeneration and virtue signaling. Thousands of hours of police time goes into pre-carnival arrests. Thousands of officers are posted with very significant firearms capability. There's a unit of the MET that deals all year running with carnival-related crime. Officers are bullied by seniors to walk arrested persons out of the area so the arrest falls outside of the carnival footprint. Posh white twats get robbed buying crap cannabis, mass stabbing, sexual assaults. It needs to be shut down. So not only did Keir Starmer not even mention the just crime festival that was happening in Notting Hill at the exact time he was giving that speech, but those numbers are low anyway because they deliberately pad the numbers by arresting people outside of the carnival grounds. It's ridiculous.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies.
It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks.
All right, let's get into what's happening in America now, shall we? A lot here. There's a lot going on here as well. Let's go through some of the political news. Harris preps for debate with Google lawyer, creating conflict of interest, Trump campaign says. Their administration, the Biden administration, is suing Google, but Harris is taking political advice from the defendant's lawyer, Trump campaign tells Fox News Digital. Again, this is just, I mean, this is the show, right? This is the charade that we're all involved in. The Biden administration is supposedly suing Google, but the lead Google lawyer is Kamala's personal coach for the debate. A little bit of a conflict of interest. Maybe they're not as serious about going after Google as they say they are when they are literally in bed with the opposition. Trump campaign is calling out potential conflict of interest out of the first presidential debate. Trump campaign told Fox News Digital that Karen Dunn, who's part of the team prepping Vice President Kamala Harris for the September 10th showdown, is simultaneously working as Google's lead defense attorney in the Biden-Harris administration's lawsuit against the tech giant. So I'm not sure which is worse. The fact that you've got Google's lead lawyer advising Kamala Harris ahead of the debate, just thoroughly enshrining the cooperation between the dictatorship running our country and the tech companies advising it. I'm not sure if that's worse or the fact that the Biden administration is apparently very good friends with and partners with the people that they're supposedly suing. I mean, it's just corruption all around. It's corruption abounds. The lawsuit, United States versus Google LLC, is the Biden-Harris administration's antitrust lawsuit targeting Google's digital advertising practices. The trial is set to begin September 9th, a day before the first presidential debate. Dunn, who's Google's outside counsel through law firm Paul Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton, and Garrison, is listed in the lawsuit as a lead attorney, and now she's advising Harris for the presidential debate, and also advised her during the 2020 vice presidential debate during then-Vice President Mike Pence's run. Which is pretty incredible. Like, not credible. Like, these people aren't credible. Questions grow if Donald Trump, Kamala Harris will debate. Questions are growing over former President Trump and Vice President Harris as to whether they will debate next month, with the clash about muting microphones, fueling speculation about whether such a mashup will happen at all. Well, why should it? I mean, the election's not real. Why should we even pretend? Can we just do away with the charade already? Can we just stop pretending like policies even matter anymore? You put forward Kamala Harris. You don't care. You don't actually care. Do you really think Donald Trump is ducking this debate? Honestly. Do you really think that? The fight over mics started when Harris's campaign began pushing for live mics throughout the broadcast, switching up gears in the previously agreed upon rules when President Biden was at the top of the ticket. Trump on Monday said it didn't matter to him whether the microphones were muted, even as he further bashed ABC News, the debate's host, and raised questions about whether he would participate. And also the ABC, the president of ABC News is a Biden administration appointee and is deeply in bed with the Democrats. Of course, you know that because it's obvious. You just have to look at their coverage. Rolling Stones has written a very long article where they're trying to demonize X for allowing people to have free speech by pressuring John Cena to unfollow people. Now, this is there's like one piece of context that makes this whole article retarded, and that is that John Cena follows 850,000 people on Twitter. He's somebody that just follows everybody back. There's lots of accounts like this. Charlie Kirk was like this for a while, where I was with a friend. He was scrolling his Twitter, and I was like, wait, Charlie Kirk follows you? And I was like, yeah, but he follows 10 million people. I was like, oh, okay, he just follows everybody. It's a strategy to gain followers on X. So, yeah, they're trying to demonize John Cena for following all of these accounts. Now, the good thing about this article, the usefulness of this article for us, is that it gives you a wonderful list of people you should be following. Okay, so all of the people they mentioned in here are mutuals with myself, and you should probably follow them, including Andrew Torba, the anti-Semitic CEO of Gab, a social media haven for white nationalists and neo-Nazis, Steve Saylor, a notorious eugenicist who writes for anti-immigration hate website VDare. All of these people and their organizations are ones you should be following and supporting. Aaron Elizabeth, who I don't think I've heard of, but she claims that more people have died of vaccines and were killed in the Holocaust, so she knows what she's talking about. And it goes on and on. Keith Woods, Richard Spencer, Nick Fuentes, Jory Mika. You know, I don't, H. Pearl Davis, Nick Fuentes, Josh Lukacs, Ryan Dawson, Isabella Maria DeLuca. So, I mean, they really give you a great list here of people to follow. So I suggest you go to Rolling Stone and you just go through all of these people and just follow them. I mean, I don't agree with all of them. You know, they're not all perfect, and I've got my differences with some of them. But at the end of the day, you know, this is a list of allies for us, whether we like it or not, because it's time to stick together against whatever this is that we're facing, whatever this giant worldwide global conspiracy is that is systematically destroying every white nation while starting world wars for no discernible reason and claiming it's democracy while, you know, getting rid of elections. It's good. It's good they've put all of this together. Dom Luker, Jake Shields, Isabella DeLuca. Yeah, all these are great people. Awesome people. Censored Men, that's a great account to follow. Andrew Tate, of course, says some very fascinating stuff. Canadian Patriot, I assume, is cool too. So yeah, you know, I don't know all these people. I don't agree with all these people. But you know what I hate is whoever wrote this article. So do what they tell you not to do. It really is as simple as that. Do what they tell you not to do. Do the things they hate. You don't have to guess. You don't have to wonder. Just do the things they hate. Meanwhile, the FBI has come out with a new list. It's called the Militia Violent Extremism List. Mr. Guns and Gear posted this saying, how many boxes do y'all check on the FBI's new domestic violent extremist list? Here are some key terms that make you a violent extremist. Killdozer. Saying things like martial law. You can't warn people against martial law. That makes you an enemy. Molon Labe, you know, the official motto of the Greek armed forces. It means come and take it. You know, like the flag that the Texians flew at Gonzales to say, come get the cannon, you tyrants. See, like all of this, as you read through all of it, New World Order, Oathbreaker, Patriot Movement, Patriot Political Prisoner, Prepping, Quick Reaction Force, Red Flag, SHTF, Blank Hits the Fan, 3% or 3%ers, Unorganized Militia. These are all terms that universally represent opposition to tyranny, and that's what they're trying to make illegal, in case you had any questions about that. Here are some other terms that are, again, key terms in the FBI's unclassified militia and violent extremist spreadsheet. The first term they list, Second Amendment. That's right, folks. Referring to the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States makes you an extremist. Okay, Agenda 21. That's called Agenda 30 now. They know that. But, you know, pointing out the activities of the UN, the well-publicized and often stated desires of the UN to eradicate national sovereignty and bring about total subservience under a technocratic social credit system. Don't mention that. I mean, they mention it, obviously, Agenda 21. It's their program. But they aren't worried about the UN using that it's the celebration parallax. If you say it and you're for it, it's good. If you say it but you're against it, it's bad. Okay? Boogaloo. Great. Bug out. You know, like a bug out bag. So no emergency contingency planning, okay? No being prepared for, you know, an unforeseen disaster. That makes you a terrorist, all right? If you're prepared for something, if you think that, you know, you might want to have a change of clothes and some ready-to-eat meals and some water and maybe a water filter and a blanket, maybe a hand crank radio or some solar panels. Like, if you want to be prepared for, you know, some sort of worst case scenario, you're an extremist, okay? Because obviously the American government has everything under control, and there's never going to be ever any problems for which you need to fend for yourself, right? Because we've hardened the grid against EMPs, right? And we have done everything necessary to keep the American people. So you should never need to do anything that the authorities can do, okay? They can just do it for you. Saying the word false flag. That's a conspiracy theory alleging the government carries out plots, often violent actions like terrorist attacks or mass shootings, in order to manipulate the public through fear into placing blame for the violent action on an innocent third party. And that never happens, you guys. It never happens, except when Russia does it, in which case everybody recognizes it's a valid tactic of war. And you're expected to buy that hook, line, and sinker. But again, if you say it's a false flag and that it's America or Israel or Europe doing a false flag, you are an evil conspiracy theorist extremist. But when Russia does it, well, I mean, everybody knows false flags are a very common tool of war. You're not supposed to mention FEMA camps, apparently. Some militia violent extremists believe, under the guise of humanitarian projects, FEMA intends to gather Americans in concentration camps in conjunction with the suspension of civil liberties and the establishment of a new world order. Yeah, I mean, I guess they think that because you people keep saying it. You keep announcing that's what you want. You actually tried to do it during COVID. You actually wrote laws to do this to people during COVID under the guise of a medical emergency. But pay no heed. Pay no attention to what the bad guys actually announce they're doing. Just shut up and accept it. Again, just totally wild. Completely and unbelievably corrupt at every possible level. Okay, so that was the new militia violent extremism checklist from the FBI, and kind of like the Rolling Stones article about John Cena, they provide you a list of things you should be doing, aware of, and, you know, concerned about. Just like the Rolling Stone article gives you a list of people you should be following and paying attention to, when the FBI comes out and tells you all the things that they're worried about, it's all of the things you should be doing because you're constitutionally allowed and, some would say, obligated to do. You should probably be in a militia. You should probably have a bug out bag. You should probably be aware of and suspicious of false flags carried out by our or any government around the world. All of these things are incumbent on a free citizen to be aware of, and that's why they hate it. Meanwhile, Attorney General Ken Paxton says, we have temporarily blocked Biden's unlawful new parole in place program. Biden's unconstitutional scheme would have awarded over 1 million illegal aliens with the opportunity for citizenship after breaking our country's laws, and they would have incentivized countless more. This is just the first step. We're going to keep fighting for Texas, our country, and the rule of law. Great to work together with America First Legal and our partner states. So America First Legal publishes this decision from the United States District Court, Eastern District of Texas, saying the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Texas just temporarily froze the Biden administration's illegal executive amnesty program following our lawsuit against the DHS. The court now enters one temporary equitable relief for 14 days, renewable for good cause upon consent, and a case schedule ordering expedited proceedings on preliminary and permanent relief. Defendant's motion for discovery and a case schedule is granted to the extent specified here and otherwise denied. So, yeah, it's infuriating that we even have to go through this process to get the government to enforce its most basic and fundamental obligations as the authorities in this country. But hey, it's a victory. And that's sort of the theme for the rest of the show today, as we talk about Mark Zuckerberg. We talk about these victories from AFL, the America First Legal, and suing the Biden administration. It's one of these bittersweet moments where it's like, okay, good, I'm glad this is happening, but it's kind of annoying and infuriating that it's had to get to this point. It's absurd that we have to sue our government to, again, do, like, if you boil down the entire purpose of government to one particular role, it is to protect the people in the country from those outside of the country. And they won't do that without prodding, legal, you know, wrangling. And even then, you know, they'll just find another workaround. They'll just rename whatever the program is and go, no, well, that old program, that was illegal. We stopped doing that. This new program, that's exactly the same in form and function, but titled something different. Sue us again to stop that. It's just a relentless cascade, a relentless cycle of deception and corruption from the federal government that we have to combat and we have to confront legally or through whatever process we can. But it's exhausting. It's infuriating. And it wouldn't happen with a responsible media actually reporting on any of this. America First Legal also posted this yesterday. The Biden-Harris administration claimed they were importing Afghans as refugees who helped the U.S. government, when in reality, officials admit in newly obtained documents from litigation that they did not know their identities, and some have been allegedly committed heinous crimes. So they brought in tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of Afghans, saying these are the ones that helped us with the invasion. You know, if they were to be left in Afghanistan, they would face retribution by the Taliban. And the truth is, they had no idea who they were, and they were letting anybody who could, you know, scramble onto a plane be gifted a house and given citizenship here in the United States, even those who had been accused of committing, quote, heinous crimes. Yesterday was the third anniversary of the Afghanistan withdrawal, with Trump lambasting Harris and Biden for not even visiting the Arlington National Cemetery for a wreath-laying ceremony to mark the third anniversary of the suicide bombing in Afghanistan that killed 13 service members. Former President Donald Trump on Monday tied Vice President Kamala Harris to the chaotic Afghanistan war withdrawal on the third anniversary of the suicide bombing that killed 13 U.S. service members, calling the attack a humiliation. Caused by Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, the humiliation in Afghanistan set off the collapse of American credibility and respect all around the world. Trump told an audience of about 4,000, including National Guard members and their families in Detroit. And he actually ended up doing the wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington to honor the memories of the 13 young servicemen that were allowed to be killed by the Biden administration so that they could brag that they got us out of Afghanistan, even though it was completely unnecessary to do it in such a chaotic and destructive way. So, yeah, we left 80 something billion dollars worth of material that's now been sold to our enemies around the world and is being used by the Taliban. And of course, when they came home, Biden was very inconvenienced by having to stand for a minute while their corpses are paraded by. And also testimony to Congress of a sniper who had the suicide bomber in his sights and yet was not given permission to take him out, directly leading to the death of 13 servicemen who Biden and Harris completely ignored, not just ignored, not just didn't mention, but actively lied about when Joe Biden says no U.S. servicemen have died under my administration. Just what a slap in the face. Imagine your son gives his life as a soldier, and then the president gets up and says, it never happened. Nobody died. Just insult to injury. It's just insult to injury, obviously. Should we get into Med or should we get into abortion? We've got about 4 minutes left in this segment, so let's get into abortion, shall we? There's a major argument going on online right now about abortion, mainly in outrage of Donald Trump simply saying, abortion's not my issue. It's not a big issue. It's back to the states. They can hammer it out there. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Again, I remind you that if you had asked 2 years ago the pro-life people, how would you feel if the position of the administration was get rid of Roe versus Wade, just get rid of Roe versus Wade and send it back to the states, they would have not voted for you. They would have said you're softening your stance, that you're complicit in the murder of children. Then it happened. Then because of Donald Trump and his Supreme Court appointees, the Roe versus Wade decision was reversed. It was sent back to the states, and everybody's thrilled, and everybody's happy, and everybody recognizes that potentially hundreds of thousands of abortions have been prevented because of this. But they would have, you know, said you're a baby murderer if you'd put this forward in the first place. They're extremists. And I got to be honest, I'm sure some of these people are genuinely, you know, motivated by pro-life sentiment. But every single person that I see pushing for a hardline stance on abortion is a bad person that I don't trust and haven't trusted for a while, right? People like Lindsey Graham. And now people are pointing out something that I pointed out at the time, that when Lindsey Graham in 2022 came out with a federal ban on abortion, not only did it have 0% chance of ever becoming law, it gave a giant talking point to the Democrats, which they campaigned on and won because of. This was obvious to anybody who could see it. Now, you know, 2 years later, people are recognizing this in retrospect. We saw it for what it was at the moment it was put forward. Lindsey Graham, the guy who wants to glass all of Palestine, right? And that's one of the interesting overlaps I see, is that most people right now pushing for, like saying they're going to withhold votes from Donald Trump because he's not as hardline abortion as they are, they all are pro-Israel and basically are completely in favor of the tens of thousands of children that have been murdered in Palestine. Like they're okay with that. They like that. They think it should be more. Seems a little hypocritical to me, but then again, maybe this is just, it piques my suspicion. Let's just say that. So Lila Rose at Lila Grace Rose, if you don't stand for pro-life policy, principles, you don't get pro-life votes. The reaction to this should be obvious to anybody. You've got two parties to vote for. One of them is Donald Trump, who gave you your only significant pro-life victory in 50 years when his Supreme Court appointees reversed Roe versus Wade, something most people thought was impossible until Donald Trump got it done. That's one side. The other side is the party whose only real policy is abortion, who had abortion vans at their convention giving out abortions as it is a primary reason that they're running for office. So are you an idiot? Are you stupid? Like, do you not understand what's it? You're going to, for all intents and purposes, vote for the abortion party because the anti-abortion party isn't quite as far as you want them to be. Now, I don't know. Lila Rose, like, she's in charge of some pro-life organization. Are they afraid that if, you know, abortion goes away, that they're not going to get donations anymore? Like, what have they ever done for pro-life causes? Anything? Are they the reason that Roe versus Wade got overturned? Have they sponsored a federal bill to stop abortion that has even a remote possibility of being passed? Or are they just collecting money and spending it on galas and salaries for their activists to actually signal against the party that is pro-life? I mean, does this make sense to anybody? Or is this just subversion? Is this all just subversion? I've said it a million times, but like, this is like a football coach just demanding a Hail Mary for every play. It's like, that's not the way the game is played. You know, there's a reason that Democrats don't come out and say, we're going to make guns illegal. They always caveat it, right? It's always, well, just assault rifles. Well, just weapons of war. Because incrementalism is how you get things done. Idiots, you're going to kill babies for this.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to keep us on the air. Look, folks, we told you when Alex Jones was kicked off the internet in 2018 that he was just the first. Of course, the wave of suspensions came after that. He was sued, and we were sued, and attempted to be shut down because of, well, you know the whole story. We told you that also was just the first in what would become a full-scale worldwide attack on freedom of speech. And you're seeing that in fruition right now with the CEO of Telegram being arrested, with threats being made against Elon Musk for not censoring people on X. There's a reason that we are the first, the test case, the initial victims of these schemes. It's because we are the most effective. It's because we have a very, very powerful platform to tell the truth and to show you things that you can't see anywhere else. And they really, really don't want us going out over the airwaves. So every time you go to InfoWarsStore.com, every purchase you make is a slap in the face of these people. It's an act of rebellion against the censorious bastards that are actively destroying the world. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's just like I keep telling you, do the things they don't want you to do. They don't want you having a bug out bag, you better have a bug out bag. If they don't want you following certain people on X, you better follow those people. And they really don't want you supporting InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. Do the thing that your enemies hate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and like a knife to the throat of these tyrants, metaphorically, for now. Speaking of social media, censorship, and outrageous corruption, Mark Zuckerberg admits Biden-Harris admin pressured Facebook to censor Americans, and he went along with it. Oh, but he's very sorry. Oh, he's super sorry, though. So I guess it's fine, right? Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg admitted on Monday that the Biden-Harris administration pressured the platform to censor Americans, and it went along with it and did their bidding, censoring and suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story of October 2020 and other things. And the way this is being reported in the mainstream media is about COVID censorship, which makes it seem like, well, yes, we did this, but we made a mistake because we care so much. We were just so concerned about COVID and we so wanted to help everybody be healthy that we thought we were doing the right thing by censoring everyone, which is, first of all, a blatant lie, obvious, and everything they censored has now been proven to be true and would have helped to mitigate the disaster of COVID if it had been allowed to be expressed. So not only did their censorship probably kill a lot of people, honestly, like seriously, because of the lockdowns, because of the economic destruction, because of the cancer screenings that were missed, because of the, you know, inability for anybody to actually treat COVID because effective medication was suppressed. This actually killed people, this censorship program, just when you're talking about the COVID part. But that's not even the real story here. The real story is the political censorship. Yeah, it's a nice opinion you have there. It'd be a shame if somebody removed it. That's a nice livelihood you're making there. It'd be a shame if somebody cut you off. Another very, very bittersweet moment. You know, I saw somebody, I saw an interesting interaction on Twitter where somebody posted this letter from Meta, and we have it here. I'll read you some of it, of Mark Zuckerberg admitting that they censored people on behalf of and at the whim of the Biden administration. So let's be very clear here. This is government censorship. This is how it works. This is how it goes. This is how it operates. There's no, you know, separating of responsibility here. Just because it wasn't, you know, people in government uniforms going in and smashing servers with a hammer. This is how censorship works in the modern day. This is the equivalent of, in the Civil War, you know, Abraham Lincoln sending out thugs to burn down presses that were publishing things he didn't want. This is government censorship, pure, plain, simple. That's what this is. Okay? Just because you do it through Facebook doesn't mean you're not actually responsible for it. Let's just be clear. But people saying, this is a victory. Finally, we have the truth. And in a way, sure, yeah, it's great seeing them admit what we've all known to be true. I guess if you need the criminals' complicity to punish them, sure. This isn't a victory. The victory will be Mark Zuckerberg in prison. The victory would be some sort, just any iota of punishment for the people that did this. Some sort of justice for what has been done, for violating the most basic principles of our country, for breaking our first law, the First Amendment. Victory is not the criminal admitting he did the crime and then not being punished for it. That's the opposite. That's actually a victory for them, flexing how untouchable they are. This is not a victory by any stretch of the imagination. It is a chink in the armor through which the blade has to travel, okay? Here's what Zuck said to Jim Jordan. I appreciate the committee's interest in content moderation on online platforms. As you're aware, Meta has produced thousands of documents as part of our investigation into the blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Okay. What he actually said, in 2021, senior officials from the Biden administration, including the White House, repeatedly pressured our teams for months to censor certain COVID-19 content, including humor and satire, and expressed a lot of frustration with our teams when we didn't agree, which they hardly ever didn't agree. We have the documents, by the way. We have the, you know, Twitter files. We know the discussions that they had with Twitter and Facebook, because this wasn't just Facebook. It was every social media company. And primarily their role was, how do we do this for the government while, you know, getting away with it? How do we avoid backlash while censoring? It was never about, like, we have to stand up for free speech. It was always just, yeah, we want to do this for you, but we might get in trouble for it. So how do we do it secretly and quietly and not get caught? That was their only an overriding concern. He says, I regret that that we were not more outspoken about it. I also think we made some choices that, with the benefit of hindsight and new information, we wouldn't make today. Well, what new information? What hindsight? I mean, what did you not know then that you know now? We knew everything back then. It was the stuff that has now been admitted that we were trying to publish on Facebook that you censored. We got to arrest Mark Zuckerberg. Like, he's got to be arrested. You can't just say, I'm sorry. Like, you can't just be like, oh, whoops. Yeah, I murdered a woman, but, you know, now I've learned some things. It makes me think that's bad. Like, no, it was bad when you did it. You knew it was bad when you did it, which is why you did it secretly and quietly. It's why you didn't publish it. It's why you lied about it. Why Alejandro Mayorkas committed perjury when asked about this. And we'll show you that clip on the other side of this commercial break we're about to go to. But again, all of this is just this first paragraph, and it's about COVID. It says, I feel strongly that we should not compromise our content standards due to the pressure of any administration in either direction, and we're ready to push back if something like this happens again. Oh yeah, next time we'll definitely push back. No, next time it'll be different for sure. No, what would be different about this? I'd bet $1 million they're actively censoring information about monkeypox as we speak, about bird flu as we speak, about any of the other, you know, animal-themed diseases that they have weaponized to infect humans. The equine encephalitis, mosquito-borne illness, courtesy of Bill Gates. Sloth flu, or whatever they're calling that one. They haven't learned anything, because next time it'll be exactly the same situation. It'll be, well, we're not just censoring because we don't like it. We're censoring because it's a threat to health. It's a threat to, you know, our system, and people could die if you allow this to be put out. And just like they did last time, again, they'll go, oh man, yeah, gee, I guess we do need to do that. I guess so. Total bullcrap. This isn't a victory. This is the criminals flexing that they're untouchable. We should prove them wrong.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, but What some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
In the next hour, but let's get into the real issue with the letter that was sent by Mark Zuckerberg to Jim Jordan, chairman of the Committee on the House on the Judiciary, which covered the ridiculousness, the lie of the COVID censorship, and how, you know, even though he's like, we'll never do this again, we promise. Again, I mean, these people are like children. This is what my son does. He just does something bad, and I go, don't do it. He goes, I'll never do that again, Dad. I'm like, yes, you're going to do it again. Come on. I mean, come on. Because next time, it's going to be some other life-threatening situation where it's like, oh, gee, it's not that we're censoring. It's that we're concerned about health, so we have to delete this misinformation. It's a lie. They're lying. They need to be punished. They need to be held to account. The theme across all of this, whether it's invasion of America, invasion of Europe, repression of, you know, native patriotism while continual support of migrant criminals, whether it's, I mean, all of this, the main theme, the thing you need to come away with and understand is that there's a superstructure of elites that are actively, purposefully, and at this point, openly trying to destroy every, to categorize it, white nation, every European nation, and they have to be stopped. They'll never stop themselves. There's no point at which you can go, but this is hypocrisy, and they'll go, oh no, I'll stop now. That's not how it works. They're going to keep censoring until they're punished for censoring. They're going to keep bringing in illegal immigrants until the people funding it are sent to prison for life. You have to enforce the law, or it means nothing. You have to punish the evildoers, or they'll keep doing evil. It's not that complicated. This is not a victory by any stretch of the imagination. This is an opportunity to achieve victory. Victory will come when Mark Zuckerberg is in prison. Victory will come when all of his assets have been confiscated by the administration and distributed to the people who they censored or put towards any other good use. Turn his houses in Hawaii into migrant shelters. Take them over, confiscate them, imprison him, and send a very clear message to anybody else who wants to violate the fundamental law of our nation. Or you're still losing. Okay? It's not that complicated. It's not that hard. It just takes like a modicum of backbone. Just like a tiny little ounce of backbone. All of this can be done. All of this can be solved in a week. I'm not even kidding. People out there going, how do you expect to deport a million but 10 million people? Well, the number's more like 50 million. And you actually think it's harder to deport people than import people? We imported 50 million. You think it's impossible to deport them? Everyone crossing the border illegally needs to be arrested. And everyone who ever donated them a penny needs to face consequences. And everyone running the organizations facilitating this need to all be imprisoned. It's not that hard. It's not that complicated. It's not that, like, it's not tyrannical. It's not despotic. People who break laws get thrown in jail. This is what you're supposed to do. It's very easy. But this is the real point. He says, the FBI warned us about a potential Russian disinformation operation about the Biden family and Burisma that leading up to the 2020 election. That fall, when we saw a New York Post story reporting on corruption allegations involving then-Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's family, we sent that story to fact-checkers for review and temporarily demoted it while waiting for a reply. It is since, which, first of all, why, is that, you think that's okay? Is that like something responsible for you? Did you do it for any other story? So let me get this straight. When a story comes out about corruption of Joe Biden, instead of just letting it be published like you do every other story, every other accusation of corruption, especially when it comes to Trump, in this case in particular, you put a little damper on it. You didn't let it spread until you could send it to your fact checkers who are in bed with the people that are being reported on. And you act like this is a responsible action to take. No, that alone is outrageous censorship. Mark Zuckerberg and the Facebook twinks don't get to decide what is and is not newsworthy. But they did. But this is something he put in this letter as, I was responsible in the way I did. No, this is not responsible when you do this. This is interfering with the election. This is rigging the election by hiding, disguising, and suppressing information that is unfriendly to your preferred candidate. I mean, all of this is so unbelievably obvious. So they sent it to the fact checker. They decided, hey, before we let this very credible story from a mainstream news media outlet spread on our platform, we better send it to the fact checkers who the story's about to determine whether they want us to let this spread. Great. Very responsible. It's since been made clear that the reporting was not Russian disinformation. It never was. It never was even remotely similar to Russian disinformation. It's so ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous. They say, in retrospect, we shouldn't have demoted the story. Oh, you needed 4 years to come to that conclusion, did you? We've changed our policies and processes to make sure this doesn't happen again. For instance, we no longer temporarily demote things in the U.S. while waiting for fact checkers. Yeah, they just remove it completely. Now, the FBI, when they warned Facebook about this, they had possession of the Russian laptop, of Hunter Biden's laptop. They were publishing, you know, letters saying this was Russian disinformation, knowing full well that it wasn't, knowing perfectly well that this was legitimate because they had the laptop in their possession for a year at this point. Just so we know. Just so we're clear. And by the way, does anybody need to be reminded about Zuckerberg in the 2020 election? There are innumerable official, like, state-sponsored investigations into Mark Zuckerberg and the hundreds of millions of dollars that he poured into the 2020 election solely for the benefit of the Democrats. Oh, but the censorship that he did was just a big mistake. And it was totally accidental that it only censored a bad story about Joe Biden. And you think this is the only one they censored? They categorize right-wing ideas, story, anything that contributes to Donald Trump or Republicans or the MAGA movement or liberty, anything like they categorize that as misinformation. Algorithmically, they suppress it from the get-go. They always have, and they are continuing to this day. What are we doing? Like, what are we doing here? We know all of this. We don't have to go through this. We don't have to get a letter from Zuckerberg to know all of this happened. Nothing in this article is new at all. In this letter is, oh, so the criminal is admitting it after it's been proven incontrovertibly that he committed the crime. Great. Okay. Who cares? He got away with it. He is getting away with it as I speak. Not just suppressing information that's unfriendly to Joe Biden. Zuckerbucks were a problem in the 2020 election. In 2020, Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan, who, by the way, asked Xi Jinping to name their first child. You remember that? Remember that story? It freaked Xi Jinping out. They're so subservient and lickspittle of the Chinese communist government. It freaks the Chinese out. They actually were having dinner with Xi Jinping and were like, we're having our first son. Will you do the honor of naming him? And he's like, no, what? You weirdos. That's how freakish these people are. Okay, just so we're clear. They donated more than $400 million to influence elections across the country. The Center for Tech and Civic Life received $350 million from the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative and provided COVID-19 response election administration grants to thousands of local election offices. Now, they were disproportionately siphoned to left-leaning counties to boost Democratic turnout and influence the outcome of the 2020 election. It was called Fortifying the Election, and they wrote celebratory articles about it. Was the Time magazine article saying we fortified the election by rigging it in the Democrats' favor, was that a victory when they admitted that? Or was that, again, the criminal, like, publishing a book about his crimes? And you go, ha-ha, ah, we got him now. He admitted to the crimes. And he's like in one of his $50 million mansions bragging about the crimes he committed. So we'll continue this on the other side. I'll go to a very extensive and thorough PowerPoint presentation from the Kentucky government explaining just how effective these Zuckerberg donations were at rigging the election for the Democrats. So they were censoring on behalf of the government. They were censoring at the behest of the FBI and the DHS. They were censoring true information that was unfriendly to Joe Biden. They were censoring accurate information about COVID-19 in order to bring about the lockdown and the vaccines that have killed millions. This is crimes against humanity, and they're bragging about it and writing letters saying, oh, so sorry.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us.
I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we're going to continue to talk about Zuckerbucks here in the third hour of this Tuesday morning broadcast. We'll take your calls as well. I have a phone number here in just a minute. I'll do it on the other side since not everybody receives this first five-minute portion of the broadcast. Some radio stations go to local news during this time. But we'll continue with our coverage of, you know, Zuckerbucks, as they're called. This is a presentation from the Foundation for Government Accountability. It can be found on the official website for the Kentucky Legislature. In 2020, Mark Zuckerberg and his wife spent nearly $400 million to fund election activities across the country. Started with Zuckerberg. It goes into the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, which then goes into the, I can't remember what CTCL stands for, but it's the you know, nonprofit they set up to rig the election. How private money for Facebook CEO saved the 2020 election, you know, from Trump. It saved the it fortified the election for Joe Biden. Okay. This is the 30,000-foot view. The Center for Tech and Civic Life, that's what it was called, the Center for Tech and Civic Life awarded grants to more than 2,500 jurisdictions across the United States. In many states, elections are administered at the county level, but in Michigan, Wisconsin, and many New England states, elections are run and funded by cities, towns, or townships. And it shows all of the thousands of places where this infinite amount of money went. In order to investigate this, the Foundation for Government Accountability issued hundreds of FOIA requests and was able to account for $200 million, just about half of the money that was actually spent. $200 million funneled to state election offices in 37 states. They were spent on election engineering. They had a lot of other things that had nothing to do with COVID-19. All of this, of course, predicated on we have to fortify the election because of COVID-19, because we impose lockdowns. And because of that, now we have to do mail-in ballots. And because of that, everything is easy to rig. And so now we have to train people on how to rig it effectively. They say we developed our own community involvement plan where we went into the schools to better register 18-year-olds to vote. We had many Zoom calls to help groups better understand the steps required to complete the absentee process. We partnered with nonprofits to hold training calls for groups trying to hold voter registration drives. We were interviewed by the News Media Weekly asking for helpful tips on completing the absentee process. Absentee process, totally unnecessary, but brought about by these same people who then took advantage of the situation they created. Illegally, by the way, totally outside of the due process of law. You know, instead of having the legislature change the way the election was carried out in a way that was easy to, actually fortify and actually assure that the votes you're counting are legitimate. Instead, some Secretary of State said, now we're doing mail-in ballots from now on. They can come at any time. They can come from anywhere. And the signatures don't have to match. And I'm just doing this by fiat. Totally illegal. Totally rigged. They stole the election. Point blank, they stole the election. Even if they didn't issue a single illegitimate vote, the process by which they brought about mail-in ballots was rigging the election. The process by which they censored legitimate stories about Joe Biden, they rigged the election. And on top of that, they used hundreds of thousands of illegal votes to rig the election. The election was rigged. It was stolen from us. We are now living under an illegitimate administration that was not elected, point blank. And anybody who questioned that election is being ruthlessly hunted down by their agents and thrown into prison for daring to actually want a good election. But here's the real kicker of it. Zuckerbucks followed Democrats. In Pennsylvania, the average Trump county received about $1.12 per registered voter. The average Democratic county, the Biden voting counties, received $5 per registered voter. Okay, $1 versus $5. In Georgia, Biden winning counties received Zuckerbucks at the rate of $7.13 per registered voter, while Trump counties were granted just 1.91, just under $2. And that was the case across the entire country. Democratic organizations, Democratic counties, Democratic power centers were given many, many, many times more money from the Zuckerberg-Chan initiative. This is buying the election. This is what the Democrats claim to hate more than anything else, is money in our election. All of it is spent to get them in office by the people who are actively censoring negative stories about Joe Biden. It's corruption, point blank.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95. That is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal is on. I'm going to take your calls throughout this hour. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. So a lot of stories to cover in this hour, but we will be taking your calls. Again, 1-877-789-2539. I'll probably go to names I don't recognize first. So if you've never called in or have called in but never gotten through, now is the time to do it. Call in today and we'll get to you as soon as possible. 1-877-789-2539. I want to finish up the coverage of Mark Zuckerberg's ridiculous admission of rigging the election under orders from the ruling regime with a video, a little flashback for you of Alejandro Mayorkas being questioned about the censorship and anti-First Amendment activity of the Biden administration. Some people saying he's committing perjury in this clip. Regardless, it is just one of these things. It's like, you know, I don't even know when this clip is from. It was from a while ago. But it's just the evil, the corruption, the crimes, they're so continuous. It's such a steady stream of criminality. It's just kind of infuriating that like this type of stuff can be exposed 2 years ago and nobody involved has even paid the slightest price for fundamentally like attacking and destroying and violating the fundamental law of our country, the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, the principle of free speech. Okay, so here's Senator Hawley questioning Alejandro Mayorkas about the censorship activities of the Biden regime, which we now know from Mark Zuckerberg's admission, certainly involved collaborating with and pressuring and threatening social media companies to remove certain stories that were unfriendly to their desired candidate. Let's watch.
Now, you said earlier this year that you disbanded the Disinformation Governance Board, which I thought was totally unconstitutional, but that turns out to be at best misleading. That's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what you're doing. Your own quadrennial review, which was just reported in the press, says that disinformation is going to be the new focus at DHS. The quad review says that DHS plans to target, I'm quoting now, inaccurate information domestically on a wide array of subjects, including, quoting, the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, the efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines, racial justice, U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, and the nature of U.S. support for Ukraine. A federal judge has just found as a finding of fact, Mr. Secretary, that your office, and I'm going to quote now, is supervising the nerve center of federally directed censorship. Here's another email, August 20th, 2021. Facebook writes again to HHS and highlights that Facebook is increasing the strength of our demotions for COVID and vaccine-related content. April 16th, 2021, Rob Flaherty at the White House circulates a Zoom meeting invitation to Twitter employees stating White House staff will be briefed by Twitter on vaccine misinformation. We have example after example of this administration coordinated, apparently, according to a federal court, by your agency, pressuring, coercing social media companies to engage in censorship. Is that constitutional?
That is unequivocally false.
Is what the emails show.
It is unequivocally false, Senator.
You are not pressuring the big tech companies to take down accounts. You are not meeting with them to ask them to censor on your behalf.
That is correct. We are not.
Mr. Secretary, it has been established for years in this country, as you very well know because you're a lawyer, that the federal government may not use private third parties to engage in activities that are unconstitutional. That's exactly what you and this administration are doing. You are leveraging private companies to carry out censorship on your behalf. It's dystopian, but worse than that, it's unconstitutional.
It's also false.
Oh, wow. You showed him. No, you can tell. You see, Mayorkas is shaking in his boots there as he lies to your face about something you know to be provably false. What are we doing here? And what is this? The head of the DHS? I mean, again, when was this exchange from? 23, 22? This was years ago. Senator Hawley is sitting there, what is this, 23? Yeah, so a year ago. House Judiciary GOP grill Mayorkas on inconsistent testimony about Biden administration's censorship activities. There's nothing inconsistent about it. He consistently lies. Senator Hawley is sitting there going, I have emails showing that you did this. And Homer is just like, no, I didn't. No, we have proof right here. The people involved are discussing it in black and white. We have the emails admitting this is the case. No, you don't. Anybody want to do anything about this? I mean, my God. I guess not. I guess they just get away with it. They break the law. They lie under oath. And they go on to do it again. They get caught red-handed in their own words in black and white. The judges say it's unconstitutional. The senators get that it's unconstitutional. And the best they can do is tell Alejandro Mayorkas, we know that you're breaking the law, and just have him smugly reply, no, you don't. And that's the end of that exchange, and that's as far as it goes. What the hell? What are we doing here? Why is Alejandro Mayorkas not in prison? Why is Mark Zuckerberg not in prison? What are we doing here? It's the only thing I can ask because we've tried. Tried. At this point, there may be some modicum of hope that a Trump election could give us some breathing room. I mean, some of these things could be set right. But how many times are the criminals and the tyrants and the corrupt worms at the top of our government going to lie to our faces and get away with it? How many times are we going to trust in a system that has been proven beyond any doubt to be incapable or unwilling or both of doing anything to mitigate the rampant nation-destroying corruption that we're saddled with right now? What are we doing? And how long are the American people going to sit by and just allow these people to smugly lie to our face? To smile in our face after spitting on us and telling it's rain? telling us it's rain. I find it intolerable. I need to pull in a video of the Patrick Henry speech. Give me liberty or give me death. Look at that face. That's a face that deserves to be in a jail cell with a sex offender for the rest of his life. Justice demands it. I mean, we are. I mean, literally, we need to bring in, if you guys can, if the crew can pull in the speech from Patrick Henry. Everybody knows, give me liberty or give me death. But the whole first part of that is like, we've tried for 10 years, petitions to the government, demands to the government, redress of grievances. We've trusted the system over and over and over again. There's a certain point when you got to realize that's not viable anymore. That you have done your, you know, as a Christian, you know, nation, as a Christian populace, you have fulfilled your obligation of trying to do the right thing, of trying to work within the system, of trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. But there's got to be a point where you just go, this isn't working anymore, and we need something different. And the dangerous part about that is obviously the people in power now aren't going to let go of it quietly. But that's fine. I mean, that's what needs to happen. Justice demands it. I mean, we have to, okay? We have to. We have to. Yeah. Yeah, go read the Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. It is natural for man to indulge in the illusions of hope. That's what we're doing here. We're apt to shut our eyes against a painful truth and listen to the song of the siren till she transforms us into beasts. Is the part of wise men engaged in great and arduous struggle for liberty? Are we disposed to be of the number of those who, having eyes, see not, and having ears, hear not the things which nearly concern their temporal salvation? For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I'm willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst of it, and to provide for it. Again, it goes on and on, right? How many times have we asked? What does it say here? I wish to know what there has been in the conduct of the British ministry for the last 10 years to justify those hopes with which gentlemen have been pleased to solace themselves in the House. Is it that insidious smile betrayed with a kiss? It's like he's talking about Mayorkas, isn't it? Ask yourselves how the gracious reception of our petition comports with those warlike preparations which cover our waters and darken our land. Are fleets and armies necessary to a work of love and reconciliation? Have we shown ourselves so unwilling to be reconciled that force must be called to win back our love? Let us not deceive ourselves. These are the implements of war and subjugation, the last arguments to which kings resort. I ask, gentlemen, what means this mortal array if its purpose not to force us to submission? He might as well be talking about the American government and all of the various forms with which the national security superstate is being erected. The Capitol Police now having offices with advanced surveillance capabilities in every major city. With the DHS and the FBI, and I just saw today, it was like, Austin local news, Cap Metro swears in its first police captain. Do you have any idea how many, you know, jurisdictions you're under right now? How many police forces there are that could arrest you at this moment? The buses have a police force. The public transportation has a police force. The DHS has a police force. The city has a police force, and the county, and the state, and the government, and all of these are working almost exclusively to suppress and enslave you. And just like Patrick, like, are we the ones that are so, you know, unwilling to compromise? Are we the ones that are so, our demands are so outrageous they can't be met? All we're asking is that you obey the law. All that we're demanding is that you follow the Constitution. That's too much, apparently. That's too much for them to give us. And just like on the eve of the American Revolution, our petitions are falling on deaf ears, and our entreaties are met with a sly smile and preparations for war. We really have tried, and it may be time to figure out a different method of trying. But that's just me. Who knows? Yeah, we got a lot of European news to get to as well. We'll go to your calls right now, but there's still a lot of stories that I need to cover. And it's just repression, suppression, and corruption at every level, at every pass. Every station of our government is just evil. At this point, it's just evil. And I don't know. Maybe people are just so complacent they can't even recognize it, which is impossible to imagine because everybody is being affected by this. Maybe they just don't realize it. Everybody's bills are going up. Everybody's city is being flooded with illegals. Nobody's escaping it. And yet nobody does anything about it. It's intolerable. It really is. We'll go to your calls in a second. Before we do that, let's just go to one more video here. While we're on the topic of politics, watch Jen Psaki's face as Don Lemon relates to her the outcome of his man on the street interviews. We played one before where he's literally telling somebody sitting there going, when Trump was in office, I was making a lot more money. My portfolio was a lot higher and, you know, it was a lot easier for me to make money. And Don Lemon says to this man, that's not true. It may seem like that, but that's not the case, right? The hubris of these people, right? But everybody he asked, he went out there expecting to make a fool of Trump supporters and show how the support for Kamala Harris was through the roof. Instead, he got nothing but Trump supporters just schooling him on everything he thought he was an expert at. He's become a pathetic nothing person. But these videos are actually good, and I like when he goes out and interviews people because they humiliate him to his face, and then he publishes the video. It's very funny. Here's him on Jen Psaki's show called Inside Jen Psaki. And take a look at her face when he is simply relaying to her that all of the wonderful, overwhelming support for Kamala Harris is a total fabrication and doesn't actually exist in real life. Let's watch.
Was there anything? What did they think about Harris? Did they have anything to say about her?
They did have, it depends on where you are. We went to a number of different battleground states in Pennsylvania, Ohio, we were in Michigan, Indiana, on our way, obviously, Illinois, on our way to Chicago. And it sort of depended on where you were. Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, was a bit more liberal, and the answers to the questions about her and him were quite different. But for the most part, in Pittsburgh or in the Jersey Shore and in Atlantic City, in Ohio especially, many people did not know who she was, right? They weren't familiar with her. So I think she has to reintroduce herself to the public. But for him, I think that they thought that he's better for the economy. And that, again, that he gave them, that he brought money into the community and that, or that he was on black people's side.
Not the news they want. Not really the news they want. Here's something that here's a simple suggestion. Maybe if people don't know who Kamala Harris is, they shouldn't vote. You know, I get that you don't want like some sort of easily manipulatable like quiz to have to vote. But like, what about before somebody votes, you go, who is the current vice president? And if they don't know, they don't get to vote. How about that? Can we do something like that? How about if you don't pay taxes, you don't get to vote? Is that really such an outrageous violation? Yeah. She's not happy. She's not happy because, you know, they're running with the illusion that Kamala Harris is super popular and black people love her particularly. John Lemon's like, I talked to a lot of black people. They don't even know who she is, and they love Trump. Well, that's not what she wants to hear. And by the way, I forgot. I have a few more stories. So I want to get all these politics out of the way. Let's go to the video that I just put in. This is a little compilation, little compare and contrast, just about a 30-second montage comparing Trump in 2020 and Kamala in 2024. Let's watch.
Will cap costs to just $35 a month per type of insulin, and some plans may offer it free. So for everybody that was getting ripped off and paying tremendous prices, senior citizens,
in May of 2020.
Tremendous saving.
It is President Biden and I that took on Big Pharma and finally capped the cost of insulin for our seniors at $35 a month.
Wow, the same
but Donald
amount.
Trump and his running mate intend to get rid of our $35 cap on insulin.
So if you're a Democrat, you're under the impression that the open border is Trump's fault. The Afghanistan debacle was Trump's fault. But the insulin capping at $35 and the border wall, those are Kamala Harris's initiatives. Democracy was a mistake, folks. I'm going to say it right now. From Axios, Harris flip-flops on building the border wall. That's right, folks. If elected, Kamala Harris pledges to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on the wall along the southern border, a project she once opposed and called un-American during the Trump administration. Well, not just that. She acted like she was border czar and she shut it down while in authority. It wasn't just something that she called un-American while Trump was doing it. Now, when in power, she stopped this from happening. Now she's promising to do it and saying it's Trump's fault the border's open. I mean, you know, if we want to live in a democracy, we need more intelligent people is all I'm saying. Brandon Morello posted this as well. Joe Biden was seen visibly shaking and struggling to get into an SUV. Secret Service allegedly shielded him from cameras before boosting him into the car. Did they throw him like a sack of potatoes? Because they're used to that. What are we doing here? Why are we ignoring the fact that we are a nation without a leader? Our enemies are watching. Yeah, he's laying on the beach. He's laying on the beach. And we're going to World War III while this is happening. Pretty wild. With that, we got to your phone calls. Let's go to Chivap. Chivap in Wisconsin. Am I pronouncing that that correctly? Go ahead. Chivap, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Harris. Chivap is a... Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, Chivap. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Chivap is a Serbian sausage. It's kind of like a hamburger. In a sausage form, and it's like a Serbian traditional food. And you were talking earlier and raging about what's going on in Europe, the catastrophe there, that, you know, even Hitler with all his war couldn't cause the damages to Paris and London, you know, that is now. Mm-hmm. You know, London is not London, and Paris, Nepal is not Paris. You know,
Nagasaki and Hiroshima were damaged less than mass immigration is damaging these cities, yeah.
Yes, and, you know, it's a deep state Illuminati strategy, you know, that's been used over the millennia, that if war doesn't work, just to replace the population. And to a certain degree, you can see it already occurring here in America, and where America is now, especially with Kamala Harris and this election, is slowly becoming not America. And I bring up Serbia just because they're one of the few countries that took a stand. There's other countries, too, but Serbia took a stand against this, obviously. And
they were bombed into oblivion on Easter Day for it. Yeah.
Yep. And they knew that I was with the UN War Crime Tribunal and talked to the upper officers there. And they all knew that they were going to get tried and in trouble. And they went ahead with it anyway to protect their country.
And it's that type of attitude that we desperately need more of in the Western world today. Thanks for the call. Chivap, we'll be right back with more calls on the other side. Stay with us.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Your calls here in just a second. Grant, you know, the parliamentary system is always kind of opaque to me. It's always like very bizarre and like a lot of it seems arbitrary. There's like call elections. All of them are like, we're having an election next month. And it's all very weird to me. I don't get it. But apparently, if I understand correctly, Macron lost the last election and is refusing to give up power. It's pretty wild. I'll try to explain that in just a little bit. Let's just go through some of these. Some of these headlines, shall we? Let me just give you a little blitz here. before we got to your phone calls. National Guard officer who shared Christian beliefs removed from command in Idaho. Infowars.com has the story. The Idaho National Guard is under fire after removing an infantry officer from command and pressuring him to resign following complaints from another soldier about his Christian beliefs. Now, we can't have Christians serving in our government. They have a morality that supersedes the orders that they're given, and that's very dangerous to a tyrannical government. Zero Hedge has this article, very timely in my opinion, 50 things that everyone should be stockpiling to prepare for election chaos, asking, are you getting prepared? Because everybody who's paying attention now recognizes that something big is coming, whether it's, you know, orchestrated Antifa mobs going out there, or whether it's them cheating in the election and then claiming that noticing it is a crime. Something bad is coming up, and you're going to want to be prepared for it. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com to get a lot of the preparation stockpiling necessities that you need. But just be prepared and know that everybody sees that this is coming, because everybody knows the tyrannical bastards that run our government are not going to give up without destroying the country first. A Canadian pastor, meanwhile, has been convicted of criminal harassment for protesting drag queen events targeting children. A judge has found that a Canadian pastor is guilty of criminal harassment for protesting drag queen story hours targeting children at a public library earlier this year, and for breaching his bail conditions, which ban him from protesting any LGBT-themed event. Okay, so let the cross-dressing pedophile groom the children, or you go to jail, Christian. Keep your morality to yourself, or you'll be kicked off the National Guard, Christian. Pro-abortion New Mexico man charged after swerving car at pro-lifer and stealing a sign. So while pro-lifers are thrown into prison for protesting, the pro-abortion people are trying to kill them. A New Mexico man is being charged with larceny and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after swerving his car towards a pro-life activist outside an area abortion facility, then having a verbal altercation and stealing a pro-life sign. Just the latest. Just thought I'd tack that on to the ever-growing list of leftist violence, which plagues our country continuously forever. I mean, the last 4 years, there's probably been a dozen examples of people either being severely injured or killed for being Republican, but don't worry. They're really, you know, focused on going after the domestic terrorists, you know, Christian white guys who like guns. Texas announces the removal of over a million ineligible people from voter rolls. Well, isn't that something? They've removed a million ineligible voters from voter rolls since Senate Bill 1 was signed into law in 2021. Including over 134,000 people who've moved out of state, 457,000 people who are dead, 6,500 non-citizens, so nearly 7,000 non-citizens were on the voter roll somehow, 6,000 voters with felony convictions, over 463,000 voters on the suspense list, over 65,000 voters who failed to respond to notice of examination, and over 19,000 voters who request to cancel their registration. Within the 6,500 figure of non-citizens removed, nearly 2,000 have a voting history in the state. That's right. So they removed 6,500 non-citizens from the voter roll. But of those, nearly 2,000 had already voted some multiple times in elections. Well, good. We got that cleaned up. All right. We'll go out to your phone calls now. Let's go to Trevor in Kentucky. You have a comment about Trump teaming up with RFK. Go ahead, Trevor. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Hey, so I just got to plug the Super Blue real quick, the Super Blue toothpaste. If any of the listeners out there haven't tried it and you're tired of giving your money to corporations that just hate you anyway, you got to give it a try because your teeth literally stay clean all day. You don't get that midday gunk buildup on your teeth, but
it really is good stuff. Anyway. And that's the thing. Like, even if you don't like supplements, even if you don't want to buy like storable food or whatever, I get it, whatever. You got to buy toothpaste, right? Why not just buy toothpaste from us? Like, you got to buy it from somebody. Ours is amazing, and it keeps us on the air. So thank you for that plug, Trevor. What are your thoughts about Trump teaming up with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, man. So, like, honestly, I was kind of leaning more towards RFK, but just for, like, logical reasons, I was like, ah, man, I got to vote for Trump, because if Kamala gets in, I mean, that's just death and World War III and all sorts of craziness. So I was really happy to see that they're teaming up, and RFK is saying that, you know, he wants his legacy to be to end the chronic disease scourge that is, like, affecting our kids. And I completely agree, because it's like we got just generations of sick people for just really no reason other than, you know, greedy corporations poisoning us with pesticides and microplastics. So it's just so refreshing to see a mainstream, two mainstream presidential candidates just get together. And, man, it's awesome. It's awesome. What do you think about that?
It really is awesome. I could not agree with you more. It's amazing. And that was an impactful part of RFK's speech. We didn't play it on the show, but, you know, he says, he's like, I'm 70. I've got 10 good years left of activism in me. If Kamala wins, that's 8 years that I'm not going to get anything done because she's in bed with all the people that I'm fighting against. So he's like, it's now or never for me. He's like, if we don't get Trump in office, you know, that's it for my activism. And you know, he's worried about his legacy, and he's thinking about it in terms of generations, and thinking, I got 10 good years of activism to save as many kids as I can. And teaming up with Trump is the most effective way to do it. Powerful, powerful stuff. It really is incredible. And I really hope that he's opening the eyes of his followers to what they're up against with the Democratic Party, and how now is not the time for, you know, quibbles, because Trump is mean sometimes. It's like, it's our country. It's our children. It's life or death. Get on the train or get whatever. Yeah, powerful stuff. Thank you for the call, Trevor. Yeah. I want to go to Margo in Palm Beach now about Facebook. Go ahead, Margo. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Thanks for calling in.
And I want to say that I just ordered the Nason iodine. I have MS, and what a blessing. I've taken the Nerve Renew and the turmeric, and it's kept me in remission. And I called a couple of weeks ago, and Alex mentioned something about the Nason iodine. So I ordered it, and I should be getting it today. So I'm looking forward to taking that to, like, decalcify my pineal gland. And I think that I'm looking forward to the benefits of that.
It is very powerful stuff. You will not regret it. Trust me. Did you go X2 or X3?
I think it was X3.
X3, yeah, that's one I take now. It's very good stuff. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you,
Margo. Tell me about what happened with your Facebook account.
So I would say it was about 2019. I started, you know, I had a good following, and, you know, I knew Facebook was a little corrupt, but it didn't really show up until about 2019. I noticed that my posts were getting, like, you know, they were getting suppressed, and I wasn't getting the followers because everything I had was going viral. And then I started to do some live videos, and they were going extremely viral. I mean, like, into the millions, and being shared on all different platforms, because I was calling out, you know, in 2020, the jab crap. And I did my research, and I would watch Dr. Stella and Dr. Jane, and I knew, and I did my research, and I knew that that was something that people had to stay away from. So I did.
I'll tell you what, stay on the line. We got to go to commercial break here, Margo. I'm sorry, but we'll be back in just a few minutes, and we'll pick up that story where we left off, because I have a feeling that you weren't allowed to continue to go viral on Facebook by pointing out the lies and hypocrisy of the COVID regime. I'm very surprised if there's a different outcome here.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of The American Journal. Coming to you live from this dystopian hellscape we call the modern world. Margo from Palm Beach. She's talking about how in 2019 and 2020, she was running a very popular Facebook page that was exposing the lies of COVID-19, the vaccines, the lockdown, and all the stuff that we, of course, reported breathlessly years before it was admitted to be true. Margo, let me guess, your Facebook page that was going viral and successfully getting this information out, they weren't too happy with that, were they?
Well, I started to go in jail all the time. You know, I would log in and I would see how my flags were being put, my posts were being flagged, and then would end up in jail for weeks and then months. And then I would come back strong and do it again because I didn't give a crap. I was finding ways to upload things and get them out there. And then all of a sudden I woke up. I mean, I've had Facebook for probably, and I knew it was corrupt. He's a piece of crap, Mark Zuckerberg. I couldn't stand him because I knew, even though I know that he's not the only one. You know, there's people that are behind him and above him that are making him do what he's doing, but he did it. I don't even know if he owns Facebook. I really don't, I'm not sure. But, yeah, I woke up one day after being, and I still got a little anger towards it, I'll tell you that. 20 years, I think I had it.
Yeah.
And these were things that I had for my family and my daughter that I posted, that these are things that I can't get back.
Right.
And I woke up one morning and tried to log in and nothing. Absolutely, everything was taken down. I didn't get any kind of flagging. I just woke up and my account was gone, absolutely gone. So I would say a couple months later, I got a I got a letter or a email from the Trump Foundation because I, you know, I work with them here in Palm Beach. I was working for Trump and saying that they, right now, they're going after Facebook for flagging and for censoring and things like that. So I'm a part of the, there's a lawsuit that's a class action lawsuit. So I am named in that. I think it's going anywhere. You know what? It doesn't matter. I'm just fighting back. I think it's crap. I'm so sick of it. He's still doing it to this day. It doesn't matter that he went in front of Congress. It doesn't matter. He's still doing it to this day.
No, you're exactly right. And, anyway. And it is infuriating when you put that much work into building something up on a platform, just have it arbitrarily and taken away. And there's nobody to talk to. There's nobody you can like contact and be like, what did I do wrong? It's just gone. Nope. It's just this faceless, technocracy that they're building everywhere now. Do you still put stuff out? I mean, you sound like a powerful info warrior yourself. Do you have an X account that you want to plug?
No. Well, I do, but I don't really put my stuff out there. I just repost your stuff. So I don't really go because I don't trust anything. I mean, I know Elon is okay and all, and I appreciate what he's doing, but I still got my radar up there because I don't know what's going to happen the next couple of months. I just keep myself.
I just say don't be disheartened. I think you should get on X and keep doing what you're doing. If you're going viral on Facebook, you can go viral on X and still make a big difference. Yeah. But thank you very much for the call, Margo. I'm sorry to hear that. I hope something does come of the class action lawsuit. Something needs to happen. Thank you very much for that call. Let's go now to Hunter in North Carolina on line one. You want to talk about Keir Starmer and the other globalists. Go ahead, Hunter, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison.
Howdy.
Good to talk to you. I've spoken to Chase and Alex before, but my first time talking to you. I really appreciate your show. Listen to it every day.
Thank you very much.
I heard in your voice a few minutes ago when you were playing that clip from Keir Starmer or something that I just want to know you that let you know that we feel your pain. Whenever I hear those globalist puppets from the WEF, whether it's Keir Starmer or Jacinda Ardern or Justin Trudeau or Emmanuel Macron, these people speak with such arrogance and condescension that it just makes you want to,
Yep, I do. I do.
Drives you crazy.
Exactly what it makes you want to do.
It just makes you want to pull your hair out.
Yeah.
And I don't have much left. So anyway, I just wanted to call in and let you know that I feel your pain, and I've had to back away from it some. I used to listen to news every day, alternative media news. I don't even go to Fox or any mainstream media outlets anymore at all. But from your last caller there, I will have to say that I disagree with you a little bit. I think that X is also shadow banning some. I don't have any reach on X whenever I post. I've been told by friends who know me personally, and we're following each other on X. They don't see my posts.
Yeah.
But anyway, getting to the point of my call, there is a I think a viable solution. I know you're a student of history, and there's a man by the name of John Malcolm in the year 1774 who was a what they called in those days a loyalist.
Okay.
Those type of people would now probably we'd probably call them globalists.
Yep.
And the Sons of Liberty, tensions were high at that time, right before 1776, and this man John Malcolm, a British loyalist, clubbed in the street a 15-year-old boy who was the son of one of the Sons of Liberty.
Mm.
And not long after that, John Malcolm was dragged out of his bed and tarred and feathered and paraded through the streets. I'm not sure if it was Philadelphia or Boston, but one of the cities where all that was going on. And I think that what we have to understand, these people don't fear us. These globalist puppets, these WEF, you listen to Keir Starmer, they don't fear the people.
Right.
They, public humiliation is something that they understand. As soon as you see Anthony Fauci or somebody like that paraded through the streets with tar and feathers on him and publicly humiliated, then they'll start to fear us. We'll make some progress.
But. I'm so in favor of that. They probably fear that more than even like going to prison. Like, yeah, would they really be so confident and condescending if they knew that they might be stripped naked and paraded through the streets? They might think twice about it. And I think this might not be worth it. Yeah, I agree. I agree, Hunter. I'm with you 100%. Thank you so much for the call. And and talk about history, and another caller mentioned this, and some Hunter said, or just invoking history at all, reminded me of this. It is a very, very common tactic. A previous caller brought this up. This is the tactic of tyrants. They bring in foreigners that are loyal to them only, and they use those foreigners to oppress the natives that are demanding redress of grievances. It's happened since Jesus walked the earth, right? Caligula had a contingent of Germans that they didn't even speak Latin. They couldn't even communicate with the Romans. They were loyal only to the emperor, and the emperor could use them to suppress anybody. They didn't care about Roman law. They didn't care about, anything. They just like the emperor orders us, we do it. And this works. The Varangian Guard, all the way up in, the year 1000, right? These Norsemen that had settled in the river systems of Russia were brought in. 6,000 of them served under the Byzantine Empire, and they're loyal to the emperor alone and could be used to suppress any native uprising, and didn't have any qualms about it. Didn't think, oh, I'm attacking, my fellow citizens. No, they weren't the fellow citizens. It was some Roman people we're going to go kill. We do it all the time. It's a very, very tried and true method of tyrants to bring in a foreign contingent to enforce your edicts against your own people. It's happened over and over throughout history, and it's happening again blatantly in front of everybody. I think we have time for at least one more call. Let's go to Seminar caller in Texas. Go ahead, Seminar. You're on the air.
The rainbow people have been degrading our society the past 50 years, and we have Christians who demand to get what they want, and they want it right now. This is a terrible strategy.
Like people demanding Trump, advocate for a federal ban of abortion. Yeah,
absolutely. And I see it particularly in the Calvinists of all people. They demand that our leaders seek the position of pastor or elder or leader in a church, where they're not qualified to be our leader. And we're going to lose everything. My neighbors all around me are living in quiet desperation, barely getting by.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to convince these people to get on the Trump train. It's driving me nuts.
I mean, it doesn't even make sense. Like, if your goal is to get rid of abortion, then you need to strategize towards that end. Just demanding an end to abortion 100%, like, it's inviolable. It's not possible. It's not ever going to happen that way. We have abortion in this country. It's a right people think that they have and refuse to give up. Again, there's a reason, you can use the example of the football game that I always use, where it's like they just want you to they're mad that you're running the ball because they want a Hail Mary to the end zone every single time. That's not how you win the game. They want, the army, outnumbered as it is, to just charge the enemy. You're all going to die. You have to do this strategically. You have to progress incrementally. It's the only way to get this done. This argument is not, well, we'll just give up abortion. We'll just let the liberals win this because it's too important electorally. No. If you want to get rid of abortion, stop advocating for a federal ban on abortion. Is this really that hard to figure out? Again, when the Democrats, they want to get rid of all guns. They don't say that. They come out and say, well, just assault rifles for now. Well, just the weapons of war. We need to get rid of this type of gun. Incrementalism gets it done. They know that. Why can't you get this through your head?
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.